We are learning in Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Amabez, and we are beginning on top of Daf Nun Amabez. Tanu Rabbanan, Lo Yisakel Odom Mirshusay L'Rishusharavim. A person should not clean out the stones from his Rishus by throwing it into Rishusharavim. And Maisa Ba'odom Echot Shayim Esakel Mirshusay L'Rishusharavim. The person was doing this. He was clearing out the rocks of his Rishus, throwing it into Rishusharavim. Umotsu Chosad Echot. And the Chosad found him doing this. Omole Reka, empty one. Why are you throwing out the rocks from a property that's not yours to property that's yours? Now, what does that mean? Isn't this my property? And Shirab, what's going on? Ligulov, he like laughed at him. You know what you're talking about. After a while, he had to sell his field. He didn't have enough money. And Vayimahalik by Shirab, but Shirab he still was using, because that he's always going to use. And now he tripped on those stones that he threw in there. You're throwing rocks into your own rishus because your shirab, that's your shirab forever. But your rishus where you're in now is only temporary. It's very possible the cycle, the rich and poor cycle, could come and hit you and you won't have that anymore. And therefore, you should not be careful what you do. Don't throw rocks into your shirab. That was the chassid was teaching him that you never know where you are, is that's yours forever. Zok denai mishnah. Hachoyfa bar v'shirab. Someone digs a bar in Shirabim, but not fall a soich a shar chamar, and a shar or chamar fall into the bar. The halacha is you are chayiv. You're chayiv to pay for the damages that shar and chamar. Echad a chayiv a bar shiach. Say if you build dig a bar. What's a bar? A bar is a round ditch. Shiach is like a rectangular ditch. Uma'ara is a square ditch with a roof. That's a ma'ara. Charitzim is a square ditch without a roof. It's like a ma'ara without a roof. V'ne'itzim, and ne'itzim is a ditch that's short on the bottom. It's like a cone-shaped ditch. All these type of virus, the loch is that you are chayef. The loch is that you're chayef for the damages. Ma, and the loch is like this. Okay, let me know a bar. So why does it say bar? Because normally a bar is 10 tfachim. Well, your bar is 10 tfachim deep. So my bar is that's our tfachim. It's like a bar. In order to kill, it has to be 10 tfachim deep. I've called all the other buyers also, it has to be 10 tfachim deep in order to be chayiv for it killing. If it's less than 10 tfachim, and a sarachamar fell into this bar, and it dies, potter, you're potter. But if it got damaged, then you're chayiv. So that is our Mishnah. Mishnah is first of all saying that you're chayiv for a bar, m'shiravim, all type of bars. And it has to be 10 tefachim would be chayiv for misa. If it's less than tefachim, you're not chayiv for misa, only for nezikin. Zok to Gemara, Omar Rav, bar shechayiv alav tayr lahavloi v'lechabatay. Someone dug a bar, so what he did was, he caused it to now have hevel, to have certain type of less oxygen, and that kills or damages the behemoth. But for that it hit the ground, that's not my responsibility. It's a grumma. Because the ground is not mine. I didn't create the ground. The ground was there the whole time. I just made a bar and you fell into the ground. So he holds it. Not chayef for the chabata. He chayef for the havla. Alma kasava. Chabata kark oilam with the masklei. By the chabata is coming from kark oilam. And that's not my responsibility. And it's a voyer on daf gimel. This is only a bar in shirabim. But when a bar was shiocha, then even Rav will agree, chayef for chabata. Because I own the karka. Here it's kark oilam. That's why I chayef for chabata. Only chayef for hevloi of a bar. The hevel of a bar. But Shmuel Amar, lahavlo, of course, for the chabata. He agrees, he chayef for hevel, but he chayef, of course, for the chabata also. From the time of the chabata, Amar Taira, he also, chabata is less of a grama. Hevel is more of a called a grama. It's called for the chabata. From the time of the chabata, Amar Taira, lahavlo, maybe dafka chabata, he chayef not for hevel. Hatayra ida, the Taira says, stam bar. And it's mas, we chayef a bar, even ala bar, I feel a molly svugan shot samar. Even if that bar is full of cotton, full of cushions, he's still going to be chayef. Why? Because of the hevel. So my benai, what's that for me la'alocha? If he agrees to hevel, so what's that for me la'alocha between Rav and Shmuel? Ika benayu, the avad goiva v'shirabim. You made a pile on shirabim, and the shar went up, because it was in the middle of shirabim, and it fell off. So there, l'rav, a goiva l'machayiv. There's no hevel when you make a hill in shirabim. There's no hevel there. There's no only hevel, the action is only less in the bar. L'shmuel, a gabanah machayiv, because you have chabata. And what's the... It's not how it speaks out. You could have said two other nafkaminas. You could have said nafkamina was if it fell into the bar backwards, with the head up, there's no shayach hevel there because his ear is open to up there, and therefore there's no problem hevel. That could be nafkmina. The fi rav would be part of fishmu v'chayv as chabata. No nafkmina would be if it was a very wide bar, more than its oimek, more than its depth, then there's no hevel there. There also be nafkmina. The fi shmu v'chayv because chabata. Fi rav would be part of because there's no hevel there. Now what's the makar for rav? My time with rav. The makar, the pasuk says, until it falls derech nefila, which means face down, and that's telling us that it's in hevel. Anytime it falls, any way it falls, and therefore even chayv chabata. Now Rashi speaks out. Very important Rashi. Rashi is mechti. Let's see Rashi inside. May benayu mechti. Heichad the misboy. If the behemoth dies there, bein l'rabbi and l'shmuel yechayv. If I feel him if kaz kreisa, even if the stomach gets ripped open or nisper mefrakto, he breaks his back. Mechayv nami rav. What do you mean? Isn't that chabata? So Rashi, no. The hevel killed the behema. But Phil Nishmer Ragla, even if he breaks his foot, the kichesh. It happened in the hevel abar. That's what Rav says. Zapella. Dr. Bain Peretz, to understand you, you see the stomach is ripped open. How in the world is that hevel? That doesn't sound like an oxygen issue. So what's going on in Taimar? Break the Bain Peretz. Read the Bain Peretz inside. They broke his back. How can you say that it's because of hevel? Without the hevel, he would have braced himself. Because of the hevel, of course, he did not be able to brace himself, and he got suflagin, and that's why he died. And that's the exeris of kosav bar, the yechayev for hevel, even though it's tikkul grama, yechayev for hevel. That's because Rav and Shmuel. Zok to Maravaita. Tonight, we learned in our Mishnah. Imkain loman am a bar. Why is it bar? Ma bar shesh brigdil the hummus. Sorry, tachem. Just like a bar is 10 tachem and it could kill. I've called shesh brigdil the hummus. Everything else that's 10 tvachim, also that could kill, is chayiv. Af, kol shesh brigdil hummus, asar tvachim, is chayiv. So, bishlam shmuel, what are we marba? Af kol asuya goiva. We're being marba even if it's a hill, and it's 10 tvachim high, and he fell off the hill, you chayiv. Well, Rav, af kol asuya mai, what are you coming to marba? So, tomorrow, la asuya charitzim v'ni'itzim, all the type of ditches. Break tomorrow, charitzim v'ni'itzim, hedik ton alur. The Mishnah mentions it before. We need af kol. Which means it first says charitz v'nitzim, and then it's mefarish. Where is the makar? The makar is from bar. That's a Rashi learns. Tais the same thing. Tiny taisus. Tani v'adam mefarish. Pirish. Tani v'adam mefarish. Meichan afkla. We learn that from. It's like usually tani v'adam mefarish means you say a rule and then you explain the specifics. Here doesn't mean that. Here means tani the specifics, and then we said we learn it from. V'hani kulu tani lom l'itaka. What do you need all these different examples? Different type of baris. What are you in the construction business? What do you need a different type of baris? What's the chiddush? Tzrich. Ditana bar, if it's at a bar, hava mina bar asara, who dis be hevla. You would say only a bar of 10 has hevel. So the kata makricha, because it's small and it's round. So that has very bad oxygen levels, because it's round and it's small. Aval shiach, the aruch, but a shiach that's rectangular, so it's long, ain basara less be hevla. Maybe in 10 tvachim long, there's no hevel then. Ditana shiach, hava mina shiach asara, dis be hevla. So the kata, at least it's small. Because it's small on one side, it's narrow. Av ma'ara, the marabah, which is square, in ba'asar less ma'hevla. Maybe there's no hevel in 10 tvachim. Vitana ma'ara, have a mina ma'ara ba'asar with this ma'hevla, shum matala. I would say ma'ara has hevel. Why? Because it has a roof. Av a charitzim, which is square, without a roof, lo matali, does not have a roof, in ba'asar less ma'hevla. Maybe there's no hevel. Vitana charitzim, have a mina charitzim ba'asar with this ma'hevla, shum less ma'hevla, mila'el. Because it doesn't get bigger on top, same with the side. It doesn't get bigger on top, more on the bottom. It's not a cone shape. Avon itzim, which is shaped like a cone, and it's bigger on top, it's smaller on the bottom. Vichem el, even my asar less than my havel, there's no havel. Kamas v'lon, no, there is havel in all these cases, and that's the chesh of our mishnah, that all these different type of bayrus have havel. They all have havel. Zok the gemara vayit, one more gemara here, tenan, learned in the mishnah, hoy b'chusim ma'asar tvachim. If this bar was less than 10 tvachim, v'nofal asoycha shara chamar, and a sharchamar fell into it, so it depends. If it dies, the mace is potter. Who's the gemara chayiv? If it gets damaged, it's chayiv. Nafal, now the gemara wants to know like this. Nafal, sech a sharchamar mace is potter, right? If it falls in, to a bar less than, let's say it's 8 tvachim, the loch is that if the shara chamar died, you're potter. My time. Why you potter? Lav mishum less vechabata. Because we're learning that there's a din chabata by bar. That's the whole din. And less than 10 tvachim, the bang will not kill a behema. And therefore you're potter. But if it was mishum hevel, so what's the difference? So we're not lo, mishum less behevel. There is no hevel in something that's only 8 tvachim. For the Gemara, if there's no hevel, Bishlam legabe chabata, we can understand that there's chabata level for misa and chabata level for nezikin. But hevel, what, is there hevel or no hevel? There's no hevel, so why chayiv for nezikin? Yochim, who's talking about chayiv? Halas for hevel? Why chayiv? There's no hevel. Amri, yes, ain't hevel la misa, yes, hevel nezikin. This is your idea. There's enough hevel to cause nezikin. There's no hevel, but not enough hevel for misa. This is the way I explain the Shaka Mataria is based on Taisus Tapa Nun Aleph Amad Aleph on top of the Taisus. Tapa Taisus says, Hamaksha Yisoyver, Linyan Chabot, Shaykh Shaper, Ein Chabot Lamisa, Yesh Chabot Lazikin. Alin Hevel, Hayusova, Yesh Chabot Lamisa, Yesh Chabot Lazikin. The Ein Hevel Lamisa, Ein Zikin, Ein Hevel. Kamash Shalom was saying, this is the idea of an in-between level of saying that there is Hevel Lenazikin and there's no Hevel Lamisa.